Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 171. The Sexy Fit Method. Your step-by-step guide to complete food freedom, loving your body, and reclaiming your life by Zlatha Sushik. And I'm your host, Dr. Neil Malik. Wishing you a very happy Monday. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. If you're new here, this is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there. And as of today, for the first time, from books too. Today's author is the creator of SexyFit.com and is actually a podcaster too. It's called the Sexy Fit Podcast. She moved to the U.S. from Russia when she was just 16. She didn't speak a word of English and has gone on to become a lifestyle coach, sports nutritionist, and, as you know, the founder of the online fitness coaching company, SexyFit.com. So I would like to thank Zlatha for allowing me to read an excerpt from her book here on this show. As a quick reminder, next week, I'm going to be featured live on Brian Copeland's radio show, KGO AM Radio 810, up in San Francisco, California. You may remember that Brian Copeland has a Motivation Monday, where he invites guests on his show to talk about something that's maybe health-related, basically anything that's motivating. He's invited me back. I was on his show back in December, and I'm so grateful to be back on the show. So that will air at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time next Monday, March 20th. Now, if you live nowhere near San Francisco, that's okay. You can actually listen via the web. Just go to Brian Copeland's website, briancopeland.com. And with that, let's hear an excerpt from Zlatha's book and start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book, The Sexy Fit Method, your step-by-step guide to complete food freedom, loving your body, and reclaiming your life, by Zlatha Sushik. Your nutrition starts with what's in your pantry and in your fridge. It's about the law of proximity in this case. What food you have at home is what you'll eat, what you'll bring to work with you as lunch, and what you'll have for dinner. The situation in our fridge and pantry can go two ways. It's either a total ghost town, or it looks like you're preparing for World War III. Either way, let's figure it out. I know you'll have an urge to get organized and ready to go with your new lifestyle, so I want to make it easy for you. Start with your fridge. 1. Open your freezer and toss everything. I'm just kidding, but maybe not. Your food is a source of nutrients and energy. As much as I'm pro-flexible dieting and no restrictions, certain foods such as frozen meals, pre-made mozzarella sticks, and frozen burritos, that stuff I can't get on board with. Ideally, the only food in your freezer should be vegetables, proteins, and some pre-made meals you froze yourself during meal prep. 2. Check expiration dates on everything. If it has been in your fridge since 1991, you can probably toss it. 3. If you have food that has been in there for more than a month, I don't think it's good for you, so let's toss that too. 4. You're looking to organize your fridge in such a way that you can easily find all of the food you need for meal prep and leave yourself room for pre-made meals in food storage containers. 5. Top shelf. It's the warmest part of the fridge compartment and best for pre-prepared foods such as yogurt, cheese, and sauces. Store cooked meat and leftovers in sealed containers on the shelves underneath. 6. The fridge door. The temperature in the door racks can fluctuate because they're exposed to the warm air of the kitchen each time the door is opened. The door racks are a good place for condiments, jams, and dressings. A lidded compartment is ideal for keeping butter and margarine extra cold. 7. The bottom drawers. Use one for food and veggies, and a second one for meat and poultry. Line the bottom of your refrigerator's crisper drawer with paper towels. They'll absorb the excess moisture that causes veggies to rot. Note on lettuce. Lettuce needs moisture to stay fresh and will quickly wilt if it dehydrates. Wrap lettuce in damp paper towels and store in a plastic bag. If salad greens begin to wilt, soak them in ice water to crisp them up before fixing a salad. Prevent mushrooms from getting slimy by wrapping them in paper towels before refrigerating. Store avocados unbagged in the refrigerator and apples away from other foods. Apples give off ethylene gas, which can cause foods to spoil. If they get too soft, just cook them. The rest of the fruits and veggies can live together quite nicely. 8. The bottom shelf. When you store meat and poultry in the bottom drawers, it doesn't drip and contaminate other foods. 9. Before you go to the grocery store, rotate older foods forward so you know what you need to use first. 10. If you want to take it to the next level, you can put a Lazy Susan in your fridge to help you stay organized. Now that we're wrapped up with the fridge, let's move on to the pantry. Other processed food, I use quote, food as a relative term, that I can't get on board with are boxed pasta meals and instant mashed potatoes. We can hardly call them food because they're modified to look and taste like food, but indeed are not food. The more nutrient-rich food you eat, the better you're going to feel. Imagine making fresh mashed potatoes with butter. Doesn't that sound much better than instant mashed potatoes out of a bag? I thought so. Here's a list of food to keep in your pantry. Whole wheat pasta, quinoa pasta, brown rice, buckwheat, oats, legumes like beans, flour, whole wheat flour, coconut flour, oat flour, brown rice flour, whatever you prefer, honey, coffee, tea, spices, and dry herbs, canned fish or chicken, check the ingredients on these, always, raw or roasted nuts, and nut butters. Feel free to say goodbye to chips, pretzels, any nightly snacks you feel like you have no control over, bleached all-purpose flour, white sugar, mac and cheese, or anything that has so many ingredients you could cook that food faster than reading all of the processed ingredients out loud. Again, these aren't nourishing foods for your body. Practice. It's cleaning time. I find cleaning very therapeutic. Fingers crossed that you do too. After you listen to this, please bravely rush over to your fridge and pantry. This is the time to clean, organize, toss, and create space for the new, healthier foods. If you have a lot of processed food in your fridge and you're willing and ready to let it go, feel free to donate it to the nearest charity or homeless shelter. There's nothing like making someone else's day with your generosity. You just listened to an excerpt from the book titled The Sexy Fit Method, your step-by-step guide to complete food freedom, loving your body, and reclaiming your life, by Zlada Sushik. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what you just listened to was all of chapter 16 from The Food Freedom Step. The book covers her story. Step 1, train your mind. Step 2, food freedom. Step 3, simple fitness. Step 4, accountability. And step 5, the power of community. You can find more about the book, her podcast, and everything else at sexyfit.com. And I completely agree with Lada's methods here. We are truly all about what's in our fridge and in our pantry. If you keep foods in the house that you don't really want to be eating all that often, you're setting yourself up for failure. However, if you replace those foods with the more nutritious foods that you want to be consuming more often, you're going to eat those. Simply modifying your environment will make a huge difference in your behavior. The one other thing I would like to add is make sure that the foods you want to consume most often are the ones you see first. For example, you open your fridge, what's the first thing you see? Try this on your own. If it's not the foods that you want to consume all that often, move them. Move them to the back, move them to the bottom, or the very top. Keep those foods that you want to consume most often right at eye level. Same goes for your pantry. Now again, you don't have to throw everything out. Maybe there are foods that you like, but you just want to consume less often. That's perfectly fine. Just move them, push them to the back, move them to a top shelf or a bottom shelf, and chances are you won't consume them as often. Such a simple fix, and it can make all the difference. Now, if you want to be entered to win books from us, we're doing the next giveaway in just a couple of weeks. I can't believe March is almost over. The Minimalists actually donated 60 books to us, so we'll have plenty of books to give away to our mailing list. Come by oldpodcast.com and join the newsletter sooner than later. It's totally free. You'll hear from us only once a week, but with some life tips, quotes, and updates, and it's a great way to show you like what you hear. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday. Thank you again so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.